Så er det en glæde for mig at præsentere en was it Joseph? Was it you? Okay. This guy is marvelous. Come here, Joseph. We were together in India. And this man, they took him into the front every night to sing and dance. Could you show us the dance? How was it? Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Tak skal I have.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
God aften, alle I dejlige mænd og kvinder.
It is a great privilege.
Det er virkelig et privilegium.
And a great honor.
Og en stor ære for mig.
To share my testimony with you.
At dele mit vidnesbyrd med jer.
To tell you what God is doing in my life.
For at fortælle jer, hvad Gud han gør i mit liv.
For 61 years of my life.
I 61 år af mit liv.
I worship Allah.
Så tilbad jeg Allah.
Muslim religion.
Jeg var et medlem af den muslimske trosretning.
But there is a great God.
Hey?
A great God.
Ja, men det, vi har en stor Gud.
That delivered me, set me free.
Som satte mig i frihed.
From this demonic religion.
For denne dæmoniske tro.
The God that set me free.
Den Gud som satte mig fri.
His name is Jesus.
Hans navn Jesus.
He is a King of Kings.
Han kongernes konge.
He is a Lord of Lords.
Han herrenes herre.
He is a Prince of Peace.
Han fredsfyrsten.
He is the same Jesus yesterday.
Han den samme Jesus i går.
And the same Jesus today.
And den samme Jesus i dag.
And the same Jesus forever.
Og han til evig tid den samme Jesus.
For 61 years.
I 61 år.
I suffer.
Så led jeg.
I had a serious accident.
Jeg var ude for en meget alvorlig ulykke.
And I damaged my spine.
Og jeg ødelagde min rygsøjle.
I had to wear a surgical corset.
Jeg var nødt til at gå med et meget specielt korset.
To support my back.
Som var fæstet op ved min ryg.
And a neck brace.
Og jeg havde noget om halsen.
To support my neck.
For at kunne understøtte min nakke.
I was on 1200 milligram of ibuprofen.
Jeg var på 1200 milligram ibuprofen.
Every day.
Hver dag.
200 milligram of codeidamol every day.
200 gram af noget andet.
Every day.
Hver dag.
I was like a walking chemist.
Jeg var en omvandrende kemifabrik.
Amen.
Well. Amen.
Anyway. I suffer and I was in pain.
Og jeg havde stadigvæk smerter.
Neither the Muslim God,
hverken den muslimske Gud,
Allah or Muhammad,
eller Muhammad,
and even the Hindu God,
heller ikke hinduguderne,
could not help anything.
Kunne hjælpe mig overhovedet.
They could not heal you.
De kunne ikke helbrede.
Because they could not heal me.
De kunne ikke helbrede mig.
I was there 61 years and I know what it's like.
Jeg har prøvet det i 61 år, så jeg ved hvad jeg taler om.
But the day I gave my life to Jesus.
Men den dag jeg gav mit liv til Jesus.
When I gave my life to Jesus.
Da jeg gav mit liv til ham.
I felt.
Følte jeg.
Like a heavy load.
Var som en frygtelig tung byrde.
Came off from my shoulder.
Blev fjernet fra mine skuldre.
I was so happy.
Jeg var så glad.
So jolly happy.
Jeg var rigtig strålende glad.
I could not describe to you how happy I was.
Jeg kan ikke engang beskrive for dig hvor glad jeg var.
To receive the love of Jesus.
At jeg kunne modtage Jesu kærlighed.
And his sweetness.
Og den sødme der ved ham.
If I am eating an orange.
Hvis jeg spiser en appelsin.
And I tell you.
Og så vil jeg fortælle dig.
That orange is so sweet.
Så kan jeg fortælle dig, sådan en appelsin, den er rigtig sød.
And if I don't give you a segment.
Og hvis jeg ikke giver dig et stykke af den.
To taste.
For at du kan selv smage det.
How would you know that orange is sweet?
Hvordan vil du så i grunden have nogen anelse om, at den appelsin virkelig var sød?
It's the same with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Det er nøjagtigt det samme med at kende Jesus.
When we have Jesus in our heart.
Når vi har Jesus i vores hjerter.
He's sweeter than anything.
Så han søder end noget andet.
So we should go out.
Så vi skulle gå ud
and share that sweetness of Jesus.
Og dele den sødme, der er om Jesus.
With everybody.
Med alle og enhver.
Amen.
Amen.
And when I gave my life,
da jeg gav mit liv,
I read the chapter John book.
Jeg læste Johannes evangeliet.
And I saw the chapter where Jesus came to the Jordan River.
Og jeg læste kapitel hvor Jesus kom til Jordanfloden.
When John the Baptist was baptized people.
Da Johannes døberen døbte mennesker.
And Jesus came.
Jesus kom.
The Son of God.
Guds søn,
without any defect,
som ikke havde nogen fejl eller lyd,
without any sin,
uden synd,
without any blemishes,
uden ting man kunne bebrejde ham for.
He humbled himself,
han ydmygede sig selv,
to John the Baptist,
foran Johannes døberen,
and he asked John,
og spurgte Johannes,
to baptize him,
om han ville døbe ham.
When I read that chapter,
da jeg læste det kapitel,
I cried,
så græd jeg.
I read Quran, I never cried.
Jeg tror aldrig, jeg har gjort det på samme måde før.
But when I read the Bible,
men da jeg læste i Bibelen,
and that chapter,
det var præcis det kapitel,
I cry my eyes, my heart,
så græd mine øjne og mit hjerte,
and the burning desire in my heart,
og der kom et brændende ønske i mit indre,
I want to get baptized.
Jeg vil døbes.
I came downstairs,
jeg kom ned ad trapperne,
and I said to my wife,
jeg sagde til min hustru,
Geraldine,
Jerry,
I want to get baptized.
Jeg vil gerne døbes.
My wife said to me, hang on a minute now, you're going a bit too fast.
Vent nu lige, træk lige vejret. Nu er ikke for hurtigt.
You were just a Muslim yesterday.
I går var du muslim.
And now you want to get baptized.
Og nu vil du døbe som en kristen.
So my wife could not understand that sweetness, that desire in my heart.
Så min hustru forstod ganske enkelt ikke den sødme, og det jeg havde oplevet i mit hjerte.
I said, honey.
Så sagde jeg, elskede.
I want you to get baptized with me.
Jeg ønsker, du bliver døbt sammen med mig.
Oh, she said, because she was a Roman Catholic. She's Irish, she's from Northern Ireland.
Jeg sagde, min hustru, hun er fra Nordirland, og hun gik til den katolske kirke.
I was baptized.
Så sagde hun, jeg er jo blevet døbt.
I said, when?
Hvornår?
Oh, when I was a baby.
Oh, da jeg var en lille baby.
I said, okay.
Så sagde okay.
Never argue with a wife, you know.
Du ved, man skal aldrig diskutere med sin hustru.
Argue with him up there.
Du kan diskutere med ham deroppe.
Because God said.
Fordi Gud sagde.
In Jeremiah.
I Jeremias.
Chapter 33, verse 3.
Kapitel 33, vers 3.
God said.
Gud sagde.
Call on me.
Kald på mig.
I will answer you.
Så vil jeg svare dig.
I will show you.
Jeg vil se til dig.
Great unsearchable thing.
Og jeg vil vise dig mægtige underfulde ting. Som du ikke engang ved om nu.
So I went upstairs in our bedroom.
Så jeg gik op i vores soveværelse.
And I turned around.
Og jeg vendte mig om.
And I said, God.
Og så sagde Gud.
Do you hear prayer?
Hører du bøn?
Do you answer prayer?
Svarer du på bøn?
My Bible was just beside my bed.
Min Bibel lå ved siden af min seng.
And God spoke to me from my inner being.
Og Gud talte til mig i mit indre væsen.
But I did not understand Holy Spirit.
Men jeg forstod ikke rigtigt det der med den hellige ånd.
Open your Bible.
Åbn din Bibel.
So I opened my Bible.
Så jeg åbnede min Bibel.
Isaiah.
Isaias.
Chapter 38.
Kapitel 38.
Revealed to me.
Det åbenbart for mig.
When I read that chapter.
Da jeg læste det kapitel.
God called prophet Isaiah.
Hvor Gud talte til mig igen, profeten Isaias.
He said, go and tell my king. King Hezekiah.
Go and tell my
king Hezekiah.
Ja, gå og sig til kong Hezekias.
He is going to die.
At han skal dø.
Put his house in order.
Han skal ordne op sit hus.
Because the king was very ill.
Fordi at kongen var meget syg.
So when prophet Isaiah delivered his message.
Så da profeten Isaias afleverede sit budskab.
As he was leaving the palace. The king's palace.
Ja, han forlod det kongelige palads.
God called him back.
så kaldte Gud Esajas tilbage.
Because King Hezekiah,
fordi kong Hezekias,
he turned his face to the wall.
Han vendte sit ansigt mod væggen.
He said, Lord,
og sagde, Herre,
why me? Why?
Hvorfor mig? Hvorfor nu?
Why you want me?
Hvorfor ønsker du mig nu?
When he cried his heart,
og da han råbte ud fordybet af sit hjerte,
God called prophet Isaiah back.
Så sagde Gud til profeten Isaias, gå tilbage.
Isaias, go and tell the king.
Gå og forsig til kongen.
I heard his prayer.
Jeg har hørt hans bøn.
I seen his tears.
Jeg har set hans tårer.
I'm going to give him 15 more years on his life.
Jeg giver ham 15 år ekstra i sit liv.
I will protect his territory. I will protect his palace.
Jeg vil gå tilbage. Jeg vil ordne hans palads.
When I heard that,
da jeg hørte det,
I said, God,
så sagde jeg, Gud,
if you can hear the king's prayer,
hvis du kan høre kongens bøn,
and seen his tears,
og set hans tårer,
hear my heart,
så hør også mit hjerte.
I want my wife to get baptized with me.
Jeg ønsker min hustru bliver døbt sammen med mig.
The next morning,
næste morgen,
when I came downstairs,
da jeg kom ned igen,
and I met my wife prepare breakfast.
Mødte min hustru til morgenmaden.
And my wife said to me, Joseph.
Så sagde hun, min hustru til mig, Josef.
I had a dream.
Jeg havde en drøm, beautiful dream. En drøm.
I said, what was it, honey?
Hvad var det, skat?
Oh, she said, I dreamed water was coming everywhere.
Jeg drømte, at der var vand overalt.
And I tell you.
Jeg vil fortælle dig.
I ran upstairs.
Jeg løb op.
In the bedroom.
I mit soveværelse.
I went on my knees.
Og jeg.
I said, God, thank you for hear my prayer.
Og så sagde jeg, Gud, tak fordi du hørte min bøn.
And the next day.
Og den næste dag.
The same thing happened.
Så skete det samme.
My wife dreamed about water.
Min hustru drømte om vand.
And the next.
Og den næste dag igen.
My wife said to me.
Hun sagde, så sagde min hustru til mig.
She had a dream.
Jeg har igen haft en drøm.
My wife saw me.
Min hustru så mig,
my pastor,
min pastor,
and herself,
og hende selv,
in a huge tank,
i en stor vandtank.
All biblical scripture written all over. Bible scripture.
Ja, ligesom der står i skriften.
And guess what?
Og ved du hvad?
My wife said to me, Joseph.
Og så sagde min hustru til mig, Joseph.
I will get baptized.
Jeg vil gerne døbes sammen med dig.
We have a God. A God that hear our prayer and answer our prayer.
Vi har en Gud, der hører vores bøn og svarer på vores bøn.
Our God is not made of stone.
Vores Gud er ikke lavet af sten.
Or silver.
Eller sølv.
Or gold.
Eller guld.
Or wood.
Eller træ.
He is a true living God.
Han er en sand levende Gud.
Every religion.
Enhver religion.
Muslim.
Hindu.
Buddhist. People are searching for God.
Så er der mennesker der søger efter Gud.
They are taking drugs.
De tager forskellige medicamenter.
Alcohol. To search for God.
I deres søgen efter Gud.
But we Christians, we are so blessed.
Men vi kristne er så velsignede.
We don't have to search for God.
Vi behøver ikke at søge efter Gud.
God searches for his children.
Fordi Gud søger efter
right
os.
From the beginning. Right from the beginning.
Ja, lige fra begyndelsen.
God was in the garden of Gethsemane.
Gud var den samme Gud som i Gethsemane.
He said, Adam, where are you?
Adam, sagde han, i
where are you?
Hvor er du?
Yeah.
I Edens have var det, ja?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Garden of Eden.
Oh, Garden of Eden. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Adam, where are you?
I Edens have råbte Gud, Adam, hvor er du?
When Jacob was going to Egypt during the famine.
Da Jakob tog til Egypten sammen med sin familie,
and God come to his dream.
Så kom Gud til min drøm.
Jacob.
Jakob.
Jacob.
Jakob.
Jacob.
Jakob.
God always called for us.
Gud kalder og søger altid efter os.
We don't have to take drugs.
Vi behøver ikke at tage stoffer.
We don't have to take alcohol.
Vi behøver ikke at ty til alkohol.
Our God love us.
Vores Gud elsker os.
As I said, I suffer a lot of problem.
Ligeledes har jeg lidt af utrolig mange ting i mit legeme.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Jeg har haft rheumatoisk ledegigt.
All my joint were like this.
Alle mine led sad sådan her.
I could not stretch my back.
Jeg kunne ikke strække min ryg.
Then I heard.
Så hørte jeg.
There is a healing for you.
Der er helbredelse for
dig. In our local area where we live.
I nærheden af hvor vi boede.
When I went there,
og da jeg tog derhen,
I met my brother Jonathan.
Der mødte jeg brødre Jonathan.
Brothers and sisters,
brødre og søstre.
Whenever you have problem,
når I har problemer,
whatever your sickness, whatever your disease,
ligegyldigt hvad det er for lidelse,
I step out in faith. And that's what I did. I step out in faith.
Jeg går ud i tro, det var det jeg gjorde.
And I went to Bone Hall.
Og jeg gik til
and brother Jonathan asked me.
Til brother Jonathan, og han spurgte mig,
what you want Jesus to do for you?
Hvad ønsker du Jesus skal gøre for dig?
And I told brother Jonathan.
Og jeg fortalte brother Jonathan
all my problem.
Alle mine fysiske problemer.
And they lay hand on me.
Og han lagde hænderne på mig.
And they pray in the name of Jesus.
Og de bad i Jesu navn.
After 2 days.
Efter 2 dages forløb.
I threw all my tablets.
Så fjernede jeg alle min medicin.
I don't need to wear surgical corset.
Jeg behøver heller ikke det her korset længere.
I can dance.
Jeg kan danse.
I can turn my neck.
Jeg kan dreje mit nakke.
No tablets.
Ingen tabletter.
I am perfect.
Jeg
God has healed me.
Fuldstændig helbredt.
What God is doing in my life.
Det som Gud har gjort i mit liv.
And God will do the same for you.
Det vil han også gøre for dig.
Because you have great faith.
Fordi du har en stor tro.
Because when you came to this hall,
fordi da du kom til det her sted,
when you sat on this chair,
da du satte på stolen her,
you did not check if that chair has got 4 legs.
Så stod du ikke efter om stolen nu havde 4 ben.
You sat on it.
Du satte på den.
By faith.
Ved tro.
And we have to live by faith.
Og vi skal leve af tro.
And God is a mighty God.
Og Gud er en mægtig Gud.
And he'll do anything.
Og han vil gøre alt.
Just call him.
Kald på ham.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to hear what Jesus does in people's lives.
Det er godt at høre, hvad Jesus gør i menneskers liv.
You can never argue with someone's real experience of Jesus.
Du kan aldrig nogensinde modargumentere eller diskutere, hvad mennesker har oplevet.
Tonight we're not here to share with you about a dead or irrelevant religion.
I dag er vi ikke her for at dele noget irrelevant eller en irrelevant religion med dig.
But a real God.
Men vi er for at dele en virkelig Gud med dig.
Real answers.
Som har virkelige svar.
For real people.
Til virkelige mennesker.
With real problems.
Med virkelige problemer.
Jesus is your answer tonight.
Jesus er dit svar i aften.
And there is power in his name tonight.
Og der er kraft i hans navn.
He is alive today.
Han lever i dag.
He does miracles today.
Han gør mirakler i dag.
Let me just ask some people here in this room.
Lad mig spørge nogle mennesker her.
How many of you have ever been healed by the power of God?
Have ever
been healed?
Hvor mange her har never?
Have ever.
Ever. Hvor mange her har oplevet Guds helbredende kraft i deres liv?
Okay, take a good look around.
Se omkring.
If Jesus has healed these people,
hvis Jesus har helbredt disse mennesker,
Jesus can heal you.
Så kan Jesus også helbrede dig.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing is impossible with God.
Intet er umuligt for Gud.
And so tonight we're in a good place.
Så i aften er vi på et rigtig
godt
sted.
Because God is here.
Fordi Gud er her.
Jesus is here.
Jesus er her.
I hear Freddy here was telling me that in Denmark at the moment.
Fred fortalte mig at i Danmark for tiden.
There are a lot of questions.
Så er der en masse spørgsmål.
About faith.
Omkring tro.
Because Benny Hinn came.
Fordi at Benny Hinn kom.
And there were miracles.
Og der skete mirakler.
And people are asking.
Og mennesker stiller spørgsmål.
How much can we expect?
Hvor meget kan vi forvente?
How much will faith do?
Hvor meget vil tro gøre?
Well, why don't we just answer from the Bible?
Hvorfor giver vi ikke svaret fra Bibelen?
All things are possible.
Alt er muligt.
To him who believes.
For den som tror.
All things are possible with God.
For Gud er alle ting mulige.
And all things are possible to him who believes.
Og alt er muligt for den der tror.
And there's a simple reason.
Og det er en enkel grund til det.
Faith hooks you up with God.
Fordi at tro forbinder dig med Gud.
But today it's very popular to have faith.
Og i dag er det faktisk populært at have en tro.
Even secular psychologists tell you.
Selv sekulære psykologer siger det.
It will do you good to have faith.
Det er godt for et menneske at have tro.
But the issue really is not just having faith.
Men sagen er ikke blot det at have tro.
But who your faith is in.
Men spørgsmålet er, hvem har du rettet din tro
Amen.
Imod?
I have a minister friend.
Jeg har en ven, som er en herrens tjener, ligesom
mig. And his daughter,
hans datter,
is a British paratrooper.
Hun er en faldskærmsudspringer.
In England today, they let ladies into the army, into the frontline troops.
Selv i England i dag, så har de kvinder i hæren, og hun er i hæren, og hun er faldskærmsudspringer.
So she jumps out of planes for a living.
Så hun lever faktisk her, springer ud af flyvemaskinen
og falsker. He uses this illustration.
Og han plejer at bruge denne illustration.
He said, just imagine one day.
For forestil dig en dag.
His daughter gets up early.
At hans jo.
His daughter gets up early.
Hans datter står tidligt op om morgenen.
And but actually she's a little bit late getting a breakfast and getting everything together.
Men hun er lidt sent på den, så hun skal både have morgenmad og ud af døren.
She goes running out of the door.
Hun løber ud af døren.
And instead of picking up her parachute,
så og i stedet for at hun snupper sin faldskærm,
she picks up her rucksack.
Så tager hun sin rygsæk i stedet for.
Now, she puts it on the back.
Og hun sætter rygsækken på ryggen.
She gets in the plane.
Kommer op i flyvemaskinen.
And up they fly.
Og så flyver de opad.
3,000 foot.
5,000 meter.
So finally she's at 7,000 feet.
Så endelig så er de oppe i omkring 2,5 kilometer.
And suddenly the light goes green.
Og lampen blinker ind i flyet, den grønne lampe.
The door goes open.
Døren åbner sig.
And she jumps out.
Og hun springer ud.
With great faith.
Med stor tro.
She has wonderful faith.
Hun har virkelig tro.
Great confidence.
Og tillid.
But as she is coming down towards the earth.
Men eftersom hun daler ned af, eller suser ned af.
And she goes to pull open her snack.
Og hun vil trække i snoren, der åbner på faldskærmen.
The only thing that comes out.
Det eneste der kommer ud
is her sandwiches.
Det er hendes frokostpakke, madpakken.
She has great faith.
Hun har stor tro.
But her faith cannot save her.
Men hendes tro kan ikke frelse hende.
Because it is not enough to have faith.
For det er ikke nok at have tro.
You must have faith in the Savior Jesus Christ.
Du er nødt til at have din tro rettet mod frelseren, som hedder Jesus Kristus.
You must know him.
Du er nødt til at lære ham at kende.
You must build your life on solid ground.
Du er nødt til at bygge dit liv på en virkelig et solidt fundament.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Kristus.
And his word.
Og hans ord,
his promises,
hans løfter,
they are solid ground.
Det er fast klippegrund.
Amen. And Jesus is here tonight.
Jesus er her i aften.
He is the supreme guest.
Han er den virkelig værdsatte og højt skattede gæst.
Give him a welcome, don't
og vi skulle faktisk byde ham velkommen.
Amen. You're welcome, Lord.
Velkommen, Herre.
Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Do you know, we've had the privilege of doing meetings around the world.
Det er vores privilegium at have møder overalt rundt omkring i verden.
And in some of those meetings,
og i nogle af disse møder,
Jesus Christ has physically appeared to people.
Så har Jesus rent fysisk åbenbart sig for mennesker.
And when they have seen him,
og når de har set ham,
their bodies have been instantly healed.
Så er deres legemer blevet øjeblikkeligt helbredt.
Their blind eyes have been opened.
De blinde øjne er blevet åbnet.
Crippled people have walked.
Forkrøblede mennesker begyndte at gå.
Because this Jesus,
fordi denne Jesus,
who walked the shores of Galilee 2,000 years ago,
som vandrede på Galileasøens bredder for 2,000
år siden, who died on a cross for our sins,
som døde på et kors for vores synd,
and rose again back to life,
rejste igen eller blev oprejst igen fra de
døde. He is alive today.
Han lever i dag.
And everyone who calls on his name,
og alle der påkalder hans navn,
no matter what your background,
ligegyldigt hvad din baggrund er,
what you've done in life,
hvad du har gjort i dit liv,
you'll be saved,
så vil du blive frelst,
if you call on his name,
hvis du påkalder Jesu navn.
And I tell you, I have seen him change the lives of all kinds of people.
Og jeg har set alle mulige mennesker blive forvandlet.
I was once doing a mission in the Philippines.
For en tid tilbage var jeg på Filippinerne og havde møder.
It was quite an experience.
Det var virkelig en oplevelse.
It was in the middle of the Gulf War.
Det var lige midt i Golfkrigen.
To tell you what it was like.
Hvis jeg skal beskrive hvordan det var.
They cut the head off the local pastor the week before we arrived.
Så skete der det, der hvor jeg kom til at ugen før, der havde de skåret hovedet af den lokale pastor.
It was a pretty dangerous situation.
Det var faktisk en temmelig farlig situation.
But God was doing awesome things.
Men Gud gjorde nogle enorme ting der.
I remember we got into this bus.
Vi kom ind i en bus. nærmest en lastvogn.
To go up into the mountain region.
Fordi vi skulle køres op i bjergeområdet.
To preach the gospel to the Muslim terrorists.
For at prædike evangeliet for de muslimske terrorister der.
And we've got 2 hours to kill.
Og vi skulle køre i 2 timer.
Yeah, forgive the expression, but 2 hours to kill. It's really hot weather.
Det var virkelig varmt.
The truck is bouncing around.
Og den her lastbil, den bumpede
omkring
på vejen.
For dear life.
Og vi prøvede at klamre os til den.
And because we've got 2 hours to spare.
Fordi vi havde 2 timer.
We start sharing our testimony with each other.
Så begyndte vi at dele vores vidnesbyrd med hinanden.
There are 13 other men in the truck with me.
13. Der var 13 andre mænd i lastvognen sammen med mig.
And the first one starts.
Og den første begyndte.
Well, I was a terrorist.
Jeg var en terrorist, sagde han.
I killed 50 people.
Jeg har dræbt mindst 50 mennesker.
I blew them up with a grenade.
Som regel så sprængte jeg dem i luften med
håndgranater. And somebody told me about Jesus.
Og så var der en der kom og fortalte mig om Jesus.
And he changed my life.
Og han forvandlede mit liv.
And today I spend my life sharing the gospel with people.
Og i dag bruger jeg min tid på at dele evangeliet med andre mennesker.
I thought to myself, this is a wonderful testimony.
Så jeg tænkte mig selv, det er et fantastisk vidnesbyrd.
Then they come to the next one.
Og så startede den næste.
He says, well, I killed 100 people.
Og så han sagde, ja, jeg dræbte mindst 100 mennesker.
And, you know, I did this and I did this and I did
this. Og jeg gjorde sådan og sådan og sådan.
I said, man, this is really.
It's like too ghost.
You know, and then he says, and then someone told me about Jesus.
Og så kom der nogen og fortalte mig
om Jesus. And he changed my life.
Og han forvandlede mit liv.
And today I spend my life.
Og i dag tilbringer jeg mit liv.
Risking my life.
Jeg risikerer mit liv.
To reach out to the terrorists I used to work with.
For at nå ud til de terrorister, jeg arbejdede med før i tiden.
To tell them that Jesus can make them a brand new person.
Fordi jeg vil gerne fortælle dem, at Jesus kan forvandle dem til fuldstændig nye mennesker.
And their sins can be forgiven.
Og deres synd kan blive tilgivet.
Well, everybody is clapping and
og alle i lastvognen klappede og sagde, halleluja.
And it's wonderful.
Det
and they keep going round one after another.
Og det fortsætter sådan den ene efter den anden.
By the time about 11 of them have given their testimony.
Omkring da der var 11 der havde delt deres vidnesbyrd.
The realization hits me.
Så gik det pludselig op for mig.
That I am in a lorry.
At jeg befinder mig i en lastbil.
With 13 ex-murderers.
Med 13 ex-mordere.
And I'm just glad they're safe.
Oh, I didn't hear.
I'm just really thankful they're all saved.
Jeg er virkelig taknemmelig for at de er frelst, de her folk.
You know, we have nothing in common.
Vi har intet til fælles.
You know, about the toughest thing I had ever done in life.
Hvis jeg sådan skal tænke tilbage på det groveste jeg har udført i livet.
You know, was to give another schoolboy a hit in the face in a rugby match.
Så har det nok været til en rugby match at give en af de andre en i hovedet.
And here I am.
Og her er jeg.
With all these ex-terrorists.
Med disse ex-terrorister.
Do you know the thing that amazes me?
Ved du hvad der overrasker eller forbavser mig virkelig her?
These guys are wild ex-terrorist murderers.
Wild?
Wild ex-murderers.
Ja, de her folk var jo vilde ex-mordere.
For me?
Tidligere mordere.
I was an English public school boy.
Og jeg en almindelig engelsk skoledreng, jeg voksede op.
You know, I come from the leafy suburbs of London in Surrey.
Og jeg kom fra en af de bedre, forsteder til London.
Everything is very decent and proper.
Hvor alt er meget i orden og pænt.
We have nothing in common.
Vi har intet til fælles med de folk.
But here we are.
Her er vi.
Talking as if we have known each other all our lives.
Samtale som om vi har kendt hinanden hele livet.
We have the same smiles on our faces.
Vi har det samme smil på vores ansigter.
The same joy in our hearts.
Den samme glæde i vores hjerter.
Singing the same songs of praise.
Vi sang de samme lovprisens kor.
I tell you.
Again,
only Jesus can do that.
Fortæl dig, det er kun Jesus der kan gøre det.
Only Jesus can do
kun that. Jesus kan gøre det.
And I have seen him change the lives of people all over the world.
Jeg har set hvordan han kan forvandle menneskers liv over alt i verden.
Now this is a special week in our house.
Det her det er jo så en speciel uge, års festuge.
It's a time of festival.
Og det er en tid hvor folk fester.
I've been told that there is a particular theme to this festival.
Og jeg er blevet fortalt at der er et specielt tema for den her festuge.
And it's women.
Og det har noget med kvinder at gøre.
Women or woman, or I don't know what it is. But,
kvinder eller kvinde eller.
You know, but you know, because of that.
På grund af det.
We have been preaching each night.
Så har vi hver aften
about different women that Jesus ministered into their lives in the Bible.
Om forskellige kvinder, som Jesus betjente og hjælp forvandlede deres liv.
I want to stress again tonight.
Og jeg vil gerne understrege igen.
We're going to look at another woman in the Bible.
At når jeg ser på en anden kvindeskikkelse i Bibelen.
And what Jesus did for her.
Og hvad Jesus gjorde for hende.
And I want to say again.
Så vil jeg sige igen.
Men, this does not exclude you.
Alle I mænd, det her, det ekskluderer ikke jer.
Women are wonderful.
Kvinder er vidunderlige.
Women are beautiful.
De er smukke.
But I'm personally very happy to be a man.
Men jeg er personligt glad for at jeg er en mand.
That's the way I was born.
Jeg er glad for den måde jeg er født
som mand. As we said last night.
Og som jeg sagde i går aften.
God only made two classes of people.
Gud skabte kun to forskellige klasser af mennesker.
Man.
Man.
And woman.
Og kvinde.
Nothing in between.
Intet imellem de to.
He made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Han skabte Adam og Eva. Not Adam or Abraham.
So let's be very straight about it. Okay. So, what Jesus has done for anyone else, he will do for you.
Så hvad Jesus har gjort for alle andre, kan han også gøre for dig.
And the Bible says that all who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Og som jeg sagde, Bibelen siger, at alle der påkalder hans navn skal
blive frelst. So let's pray for a moment and let's read the Word of God.
Så lad os bede sammen et øjeblik og lad os læse Guds ord.
Father, we bless you for your presence here tonight.
Far, vi takker dig for din nærhed her i aften.
Thank you that you are here to change our lives.
Tak fordi du her for at forvandle vores liv.
And I pray tonight that you would stretch out your hand to heal and do miracles.
Og jeg takker dig, at du udrækker din hånd til tegn og helbredelse i aften.
And we pray that not one person will leave this place.
Og vi beder om at ikke et eneste menneske må forlade den her.
Without the joy of forgiveness.
Uden at opleve tilgivelsens glæde.
And the certainty of eternal life.
Og den her overbevisning om det evige liv.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you have a Bible, turn with me to Luke chapter 7.
Hvis I har en Bibel, så blad om til Lukas evangeliets 7. kapitel.
Tonight I want to talk to you about the grace of God.
I aften vil jeg dele noget om Guds nåde med jer.
We're reading in Luke 7. We're going to start verse 36.
Vi læser i Lukas 7, vers 36.
Lord. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him.
En af farisæerne indbød Jesus til at spise hos sig.
And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat.
Han gik ind i farisæernes hus og tog plads ved bordet.
And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner.
Nu var der en kvinde, som levede i synd i den by.
When she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house,
da hun fik at vide, at han sad til bords i farisæernes hus,
brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil,
gik hun derhen med en alabastkrukke fuld af olie,
and stood at his feet behind him weeping,
stillede sig grædende bag ved hans fødder.
She began to wash his feet with her tears.
Og begyndte at væde hans fødder med sine tårer.
And wiped them with the hair of her head.
Og tørrede dem med sit hår.
She kissed his feet.
Og kyssede hans fødder.
And anointed them with the fragrant oil.
Og salvede dem med olien.
Welcome, sir. Welcome. Bless you. Lovely to see you. Do take a seat. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this,
da farisæeren, som havde indbudt ham, så det,
he spoke to himself, saying,
tænkte han ved sig selv,
this man, if he were a prophet,
hvis den mand var en profet,
would know who and what manner of woman this is who's touching him.
Ville han vide, hvad det var for en slags kvinde, der rørte ved ham?
For she is a sinner.
At det er en, der lever i synd.
And Jesus answered and said to him,
Jesus sagde det til ham,
Simon,
Simon,
I have something to say to you.
Jeg har noget at sige til dig.
Now I am sure, at this moment,
jeg er helt sikker på, i det her øjeblik,
Simon was very excited.
Så var Simon rigtig begejstret.
Maybe he thought that Jesus was going to deliver him a wonderful prophetic message.
Måske han tænkte, at Jesus han ville nok give mig et herligt profetisk budskab.
And he was.
Og det gjorde han.
But it wasn't quite what he was expecting.
Men det var nok ikke lige det, han havde forventet.
I have something to say to you, Simon.
Simon, jeg har noget at sige dig.
He said, teacher, say it.
Han svarede, sig det, mester.
There was a certain creditor.
En pengeudlåner.
Who had two debtors.
Havde to skyldnere.
One owed 500 denarii.
Den ene skyldte ham 500 denarii.
And the other 50.
Den anden 50.
Let's put it into modern context.
Lad os lige nævne det med moderne udtryk.
One owed 100,000 kroners.
Den ene skyldte ham 100,000 kroner.
The other one only owed 10.
Skyldte ham kun 10.
when they had nothing with which to repay,
da de ikke havde noget at betale med,
he freely forgave them both.
Eftergav han dem begge deres gæld.
Tell me therefore, which of them will love him more?
Hvem af dem vil så elske ham mest?
Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more.
Simon svarede, den han eftergav mest, vil jeg tro.
Jesus said, you've judged rightly.
Jesus sagde, det har du ret i.
Then he turned to the woman.
Og vendt mod kvinden.
And he said to Simon.
Sagde han til Simon.
Do you see this woman?
Ser du denne kvinde?
I entered your house.
Jeg kom ind i dit hus.
You gave me no water for my feet.
Du gav mig ikke vand til mine fødder.
But she has washed my feet with her tears.
Men hun har været mine fødder med sine tårer.
And wiped them with the hair of her head.
Og tørrede dem med sit hår.
You gave me no kiss.
Du gav mig ikke noget kys.
But this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet from the time I came in.
Men hun er blevet ved med at kysse mine fødder siden jeg kom herind.
You did not anoint my head with oil.
Du salvede ikke mit hoved med salve.
But this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil.
Men denne kvinde har salvet mine fødder.
Therefore
med salveolie.
I say to you.
Derfor siger jeg til dig.
Her sins, which are many,
hendes mange synder
are forgiven,
er tilgivet.
For she loved much,
siden hun har elsket mig.
But to whom little is forgiven,
den der kun får lidt tilgivet,
the same loves little,
elsker kun lidt.
Then he said to her, your sins
are forgiven. Og han sagde til hende, dine synder er tilgivet.
And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves,
de andre der sad ved bordet tænkte ved sig selv,
who is this,
hvem er han,
who even forgives sins,
som endog tilgiver synder.
Then he said to the woman,
han sagde til kvinden,
your faith,
din tro,
your faith,
din tro,
has saved you,
har frelst dig.
Go in peace,
gå bort med fred.
This is what Jesus is like.
Sådan er Jesus.
He loves people.
Han elsker mennesker.
He loves you tonight.
Han elsker dig i aften.
No matter what you've done or haven't done, he loves you.
Ligegyldigt hvad du har gjort eller ikke har gjort,
and
han elsker
truth
dig.
Is,
og sandheden er,
there is none of us in this room who are worthy of his love.
Der er faktisk ingen, eller der er ingen af os her i denne her sal, som er værdig til at modtage hans kærlighed.
We have all sinned.
Fordi vi har alle syndet.
Do you know, I was in a meeting with another friend of mine, a preacher.
For en tid siden var jeg til et møde sammen med en af mine venner, som også er forkynder.
We are preaching in England.
Vi prædiker rundt omkring i England.
And he made this statement.
Og han kom med en udtalelse.
Everyone has sinned.
Alle har syndet.
He said, is there anybody here?
Er der nogen her?
Who has never ever sinned?
Som aldrig nogensinde har syndet.
And there was a man in his 40s at the back trying to
be different. Så sad der en mand bagved, som var omkring de 40.
And he stuck up his hand.
Og han løftede sin hånd.
He said, yes sir, I've never sinned.
Yes, herre, sagde han. Jeg har aldrig syndet.
Well, my preacher friend, he's very sharp, you know.
Min ven der, han er meget skarp, sindig.
He said, oh, thank you, sir.
Og så sagde han, tak herre.
He said, tell me.
Fortæl mig.
Are you proud of that?
Er du stolt af det?
He said, oh, very.
Ja, meget.
He said, thank you, sir. That's your first sin.
Tak, herre, sagde han. Det er din første synd.
He said, come and see me at the end. We'll pray for you. Truth is,
sandheden er,
we have all sinned.
Vi har alle syndet.
And the Bible says,
og Bibelen siger,
there is a price to our sin.
Der er en pris for synden.
Not only in this life,
ikke bare i det her liv,
but even in eternity,
men også i evigheden.
There is a heaven to gain.
Der er en himmel man kan vinde.
There is a hell to avoid.
Der er et helvede man kan undgå.
But if you want to avoid it,
men hvis du ønsker at undgå
you've
helvede,
got to take God's way out.
Så bliver du nødt til at gå
the
på Guds vej.
Out is his son, Jesus.
Og Guds vej ud af helvede er hans søn Jesus.
The greatest gift that has ever been given to mankind.
Den største gave der nogensinde er givet til menneskeheden.
The son of God, Jesus Christ.
Guds søn Jesus Kristus.
And all who call on his name get saved.
Og alle som påkalder hans navn bliver frelst.
There's healing in his name for
you. Der er helbredelse i hans navn, ja.
There's forgiveness of your sins.
Der er tilgivelse for dine synder.
There is freedom from the things that bind you tonight.
Der er frihed for de ting, som binder dig.
It's all in the name of Jesus.
Det er alt sammen kun i navnet Jesus.
His love is unconditional.
Hans kærlighed er betingelsesløs.
His grace reaches you.
Hans nåde rækker ud og når dig i aften.
Not in your worthiness.
Ikke i din værdighed.
But in your sin.
Men i din synd.
He loves you.
Han elsker dig.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to read you a little testimony here.
Jeg skal læse et lille vidensbyrd.
This is a photocopy.
Det her er en fotokopi
of a testimony from my computer, an email.
Er et vidnesbyrd fra min computer, en email.
Last year we were doing a mission in London.
Sidste år så havde vi en missionsarbejde i London.
In the East End of London, Canning Town.
I østdelen af London, noget der hedder Canning Town.
Now, for those of you who weren't here last night.
Og for jer som ikke var her i sidste aften.
Let me tell you about Canning Town.
Så vil jeg bare fortælle dig om Canning Town.
Canning Town is a rough old place.
Canning Town er et forfærdeligt sted.
Do you know there is an international delivery company called DHL?
Der er jo international pakkefirma der hedder DHL.
They fly letters and packages all over the world.
De flyver breve og pakker rundt i hele verden.
And they will deliver to Afghanistan.
Og de vil endda tage en pakke og aflevere i Afghanistan, hvis de
skal. But they will not deliver to Canning Town, London.
Men de kunne ikke drømme om at aflevere en pakke i Canning Town i London.
Because it is considered so dangerous.
Fordi det er anset for at være et forfærdeligt farligt sted.
I mean, while we were there doing mission on the street.
Hvorfor var vi der og missionsarbejde på gaderne?
Three people were shot dead on the street.
Mens vi var der, så var der tre mennesker, der blev skudt.
So I tell you what it's like.
Så har du en lille anelse om, hvad det er for
London
sted.
Is, can be a bit of a rough place.
London kan godt være et hårdt sted.
Well, anyway.
Alligevel.
There's a wonderful man there called George.
Så var der en vidunderlig mand, hvis navn var George.
He has committed so many crimes.
Han havde begået så mange forbrydelser.
He's been in and out of prison all his life.
Ind og ud af fængsel hele sit liv.
But Jesus got hold of him.
Men Jesus fik fat i ham.
And radically changed his life.
Og forvandlede ham radikalt.
He's an older man now.
Han er en gammel mand nu.
He's got such a heart for people.
Han har sådan et hjerte for andre mennesker.
And you know, his sister,
hans søster,
last year,
sidste år,
was sent home to die.
Blev hun sendt hjem for at dø.
Given 3 weeks to live.
Lægerne gav hende 3 uger at leve i.
She had two forms of cancer.
Hun havde 2 forskellige slags cancer.
She was an atheist.
Og var ateist.
And so was her husband.
Og det var hendes mand også.
Well, during the mission,
gennem vores missionsarbejde,
some of the team members,
så var nogle af teammedlemmerne,
they led her husband to the Lord.
Som ledte hendes mand til Herren.
And that was great.
Og det var virkelig herligt.
And she and he was so excited to be saved.
He was
excited to be.
Han var begejstret for at han blev
frelst. But his wife,
men hans hustru,
who had cancer,
som havde cancer,
she was bitter,
hun var bitter,
and angry against,
og vred imod det.
And she did not believe in God.
Hun troede ikke på Gud.
And wanted nothing to do with him.
Og ville ikke have noget med ham gøre.
Well, George and one of my team members returned, and they were very happy about the man's salvation.
Og George, en af mine teammedlemmer, han kom tilbage, han var virkelig glad for dem, der var blevet frelst.
But George said to me.
Men George sagde til mig.
John, I am so worried about my sister.
Jeg er så bekymret for min søster.
She's going to die.
Hun skal dø.
If Jesus doesn't heal her.
Hvis ikke Jesus helbreder
hende. She won't just die, she'll go to hell.
Ikke nok med hun vil dø, men hun vil sandelig også til helvede.
Could you please come with me this afternoon?
Kunne du ikke følge med mig i eftermiddag?
And try to get through to her.
Prøv at komme ind til hende.
I said, okay.
Okay.
That afternoon.
Den eftermiddag.
Joseph and I went with George.
Gik sammen med George
to go and see her.
For at hilse på hende.
We went up into this very bit of a rough old flat, a rough apartment.
Det var sådan en lidt skum lejlighed, vi kom op til.
A man welcomed us with open arms.
Og manden, han bød os velkommen med åbne hjerter.
Come in.
Kom ind.
So we came in.
Vi kom ind.
His wife was not so happy to see me.
Hans hustru var ikke så begejstret for at se os.
She was sort of scowling, you know.
Hun så rigtig muggen ud.
And she was sitting in a chair.
Sad i en stol.
I decided.
Jeg besluttede,
it was time to be direct.
At det var tid til at være direkte.
It's too late to be nice.
Det er for sent for hende at være høflig.
I thought she needs a bit of straight talk.
Så jeg havde en fornemmelse af, at hun trængte til, at jeg talte direkte.
She's sitting on a chair. She's not even looking at me.
Så hun sad på en stol. Hun vil ikke engang se på mig.
So I got down on my knees in front of her.
Så jeg satte mig ned på min knæ foran hende.
I took her by the hands.
Så tog jeg begge hendes hænder.
I said, madam.
Så sagde jeg, frue.
Look at me.
Se på mig.
I said, it's wonderful to be in your home.
Så sagde jeg, det er underligt at være i dit hjem.
I said, thank you for your warm welcome.
Og tak for din varme velkomst.
I said, I just got to say something very straight to you.
Jeg vil gerne sige noget direkte til dig.
I said, if I was your surgeon right now.
Hvis jeg var en kirurg lige nu.
And you're about to die.
Og du var i færd med at dø.
It's time for some straight talk.
Så er det tid, hvor man taler direkte til patienten.
Because otherwise you're going to lose your life.
For ellers så vil du miste dit liv.
I said, and I am a surgeon.
Og jeg er en kirurg.
Of a different kind.
En lidt anderledes end det, vi tænker på.
I am a surgeon with the word of God.
Jeg er en kirurg med Guds ord.
So I want to talk to you a bit straight.
Så jeg vil tale liv til dig.
I said, madam, Jesus loves you.
Frue, Jesus elsker dig.
But if you don't give your life to him,
men hvis ikke du giver dit liv til
you're
ham,
gonna die and go to hell.
Så vil du dø og komme til helvede.
Now I gotta say this to you.
Jeg vil gerne sige til dig.
God loves you so much.
Gud elsker dig så meget.
He was prepared to send his son Jesus to die on a cross for you.
Så han var parat til at sende sin søn Jesus til verden for at dø på et kors for dig.
Your husband loves you so much.
Din mand elsker dig så meget.
That he has asked us to give up our time and come here and pray for you.
At han har bedt os om at opgive det andet vi var i færd med bare for at komme her og snakke med dig.
I said your brother loves you so much. Your brother loves you.
Din bror elsker dig så meget.
That he has pleaded with me to come and pray.
At han har tigget mig om at komme her og tale
med dig. And I love you so much.
Og jeg elsker dig så meget.
That I've come here to tell.
At jeg også er kommet her for at
tale med dig. That it's about time.
Så det er på tide.
That you stop hardening your heart.
At du holder op med at forhærde dit hjerte.
Get off your high horse.
Nej.
Don't worry. Humble yourself.
Couldn't do it.
Humble yourself.
Ydmyg dig selv.
And give your life to Jesus.
Og giv dit liv til Jesus.
I said you don't have any other answer.
Du har ikke noget andet valg.
And hardening your heart hasn't helped you any, has it?
Og det at forhærde dit hjerte har ikke hjulpet dig overhovedet.
You're sick with cancer.
Du er dødssyg af kræft.
The doctors have given you up.
Og doktoren har opgivet dig.
It's about time you called on Jesus.
Det er på tide du påkalder Jesu navn.
So now, come on.
Så kom så.
Give your life to the Lord.
Giv dit liv til Herren.
She said, "Oh, all right, I'll do it."
I said, "Okay, det gør jeg så."
So she gave her life to the Lord.
Så hun gav sit liv til Jesus.
And she prayed the prayer of salvation.
Og hun bad frelsens synderens bøn.
Then we laid hand on her.
Så lagde vi hænderne på hende.
And we prayed for her to be healed.
Og vi bad om at hun blev helbredt.
To be honest,
for at være helt ærlig,
her prayer didn't sound very heartfelt.
Så lød vores bøn ikke sådan særlig hjerte dybfølt.
Even when I led her through the prayer of salvation.
Selv da jeg ledte hende gennem frelsens bøn.
Trying to say it very tenderly.
Jeg prøver at sige det meget blødt og hvad hedder det, inderligt.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Come into my life.
Kom ind i mit liv.
She's going, Jesus.
Jesus sagde hun.
Come into my life.
Kom ind i mit liv.
You know, I mean, that's what she's like, you know.
Det var sådan den type hun var.
So we prayed for her.
Så vi bad for hende.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Personally, I didn't feel anything.
Og helt personligt følte jeg intet.
Sometimes you really feel the power of God.
Sometimes I got a fornemme Guds kraft.
I felt nothing.
Jeg følte intet.
But one month later.
Men en måned senere.
Here is the testimony.
Er et vidnesbyrd.
From George.
Fra George.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, John.
A line to let you know.
Jeg vil bare lade dig vide.
My sister Doreen.
My sister Doreen,
who you prayed for on the Saturday you were here.
Som du bad for den lørdag du var her.
Yeah, my sister called Doreen. There we are.
Now what was her name? No. I better see.
No, that's okay, you got it. Doreen, there it is.
Doreen, that was her name.
I'm very good. Yeah. Anyway, she had lung cancer.
Hun havde lungekræft.
And cancer of the blood.
Og blodkræft, leukemi også.
Well, she went for a scan this Monday.
Hun kom til hospital for at blive scannet i mandags.
And it came out.
Og resultatet var
no cancer.
Ingen kræft.
No treatment needed.
Ingen behandling nødvendig.
Praise the Lord Jesus for healing her.
Praise Jesus for helbredelse.
Amen. I share this testimony with you.
Jeg deler det her vidensbyrd med dig.
Because I want you to know something about the grace of God.
For jeg vil gerne du skal forstå Guds nåde.
You know, faith comes.
Tro kommer.
By hearing God's word.
Ved at høre Guds ord.
But it works by love.
Men det fungerer i kærlighed.
It works by love.
Det fungerer kun i kærlighed.
God loves people.
Gud elsker mennesker.
You can have faith in God's love for you tonight.
Du kan godt have tro på Guds kærlighed.
If you've never given your life to Jesus.
Hvis aldrig du har givet dit liv til Jesus.
Now is the time.
Så er det tid nu.
He loves you.
Han elsker dig.
If you were the only one in the world, he would have still died for you.
Hvis du var den eneste person i verden, så ville Jesus komme og dø for dig.
When he died for you.
Og hvis han døde for dig.
He didn't only take away your sins.
Så ville han ikke blot tage din synd væk.
He carried away your sickness and disease.
Han tog også dine sygdomme og dine lidelser.
He took your curse.
Han tog din forbandelse.
He took your rejection, your pain, your
Han tog din forkastelse, alt hvad du har lidt under.
He's your healer today.
Han er helbrederen i dag.
He said, "I came."
Han sagde, jeg kom.
Not for the well.
Ikke for dem som har det
but
godt.
For the sick.
Men for de syge.
For the lost.
For de fortabte.
For the broken.
For dem som er brudte.
I came.
Jeg kom.
That you might have and enjoy life.
at du må have liv,
and
og
life
du må nyde
in all
livet,
its fullness.
Og have liv i overflod.
The cross is not the end of the story.
Korset er ikke afslutningen på beretningen.
I've been to Israel twice.
Jeg har været i Israel to gange.
I've been to the tomb.
Jeg har været ved graven.
My friend is empty.
Mine venner, den er tom.
And on the door there is a placard.
Og på døren er der en plakette
saying this.
Hvor der står:
He is not here.
Han er ikke her.
He is risen.
Han er opstået.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Woo. And he is.
Og det er han.
And the Bible says.
Og Bibelen siger.
If you believe in your heart.
At hvis du tror i dit hjerte.
That God raised Jesus from the dead.
At Gud oprejste Jesus fra de døde.
And confess with your mouth.
Og bekender med din mund.
That Jesus is Lord.
At Jesus er Herre.
You will be saved.
Så vil du være frelst.
No doubt about it.
Ingen tvivl.
That's the promise of God.
Det er Guds løfte til dig.
Salvation.
Frelse.
Forgiveness.
Tilgivelse.
Healing.
Helbredelse.
Deliverance.
Udfrielse.
For all.
For alt.
Call on the name of the Lord.
Hver, som påkalder Herrens navn.
Jesus is his name.
Jesus er hans navn.
And now is your time.
Og nu er det tid.
We're going to pray together.
Nu skal vi bede sammen.
I want us all to pray. We're going to pray a prayer of salvation.
Vi skal bede en frelsens bøn.
When I gave my life to Jesus, I prayed this prayer.
Da jeg gav mit liv til Jesus, bad jeg denne her bøn.
And I tell you, he came into my life.
Han kom ind i mit liv.
I knew my sins were forgiven.
Jeg vidste min synd var tilgivet.
I knew if I died, I'd go to heaven.
Jeg vidste, at jeg ville dø. Hvis jeg døde, så ville jeg komme til himlen.
You could have hit me around the face again and again. I still would have said it.
Du kunne have slået mig på alle sider af mit hoved.
I know that I know that I know I am saved.
Men jeg ved, at jeg ved, at jeg ved, at jeg er frelst.
And you could have said, how do you know?
Og så kan det være, du siger, hvordan ved du det?
I said, because I know.
Fordi jeg ved.
Amen. Do you know?
Ved du det?
Do you know?
Ved du det?
Not just because the pastor told you?
Ved du det kun fordi pastoren har sagt det til dig?
Told you?
Eller fordi dine forældre har sagt det
not
til dig?
A friend told you?
Eller dine venner har sagt
do
det til dig?
Do you personally know?
Eller ved du personligt
that your sins are forgiven?
At dine synder tilgivet?
That if you died you'd go to heaven?
At hvis du døde nu, så ville du komme til himlen.
This is eternal life.
For det er det evige liv.
That they may know you.
At de må kende dig.
The one true God.
Den eneste sande Gud.
And Jesus Christ.
Og Jesus Kristus.
Whom you have sent.
Som du har sendt.
So we will pray this prayer now.
Så vi vil bede denne bøn nu.
Out loud.
Højt.
We must confess Christ with our
vi
mouths.
Vi må bekende Kristus højt og tydeligt.
If you've never given your life to Christ.
Hvis du aldrig har givet dit liv til Jesus.
If you are not sure you're saved.
Når du ikke er sikker på om du er frelst.
Pray this prayer.
Så bed den bøn
believe
sammen.
Believe it in your heart.
Og tro på ham, Gud.
Jesus will come into your life.
At Jesus vil komme ind i dit liv.
And you will be saved.
Og du vil blive frelst.
If you've been away from God.
Hvis du har været væk fra Gud.
Come back to him.
Kom tilbage til ham.
He's not here to condemn you.
Han er ikke her for at fordømme dig.
He's here to celebrate.
Han er her for at fejre glæden sammen med dig.
And restore you.
Tilgive dig, genoprette dig.
And if you already love Jesus.
Og hvis du allerede elsker Jesus.
The prayer won't do you any harm.
Så vil bønnen jo bestemt ikke skade dig.
It'll only do you good.
Det vil kun gøre godt for dig.
And you can pray it to support everybody else.
Og så kan du bede den så at støtte alle andre.
So come on, let's close our eyes.
Så lad os lukke vores øjne.
And let's talk to Jesus.
Og lad os tale til Jesus.
Let's pray together.
Lad os bede sammen.
Say this after me out loud.
Sig efter mig. Og I skal ikke sige det efter Jonas, I skal sige efter mig.
Everybody.
Alle.
Lord Jesus.
Herre Jesus.
I thank you.
Jeg takker dig.
That you love me.
At du elsker mig.
That you paid the price for my sins.
At du betalte prisen for min synd.
On the cross.
På korset.
And rose from the dead.
Og du rejste oprejstes fra de døde.
To give me a new life.
For at give mig et nyt liv.
I turn from my sins.
Jeg vender mig bort fra min synd.
I give you my life.
Jeg giver dig mit liv.
All of it, Lord.
Det hele.
Come into my heart.
Kom ind i mit hjerte.
I confess Jesus is Lord.
Jeg bekender Jesus er Herre.
And I will love you and follow you as long as I live.
Og jeg vil elske dig og følge dig så længe jeg lever.
Thank you for saving me now.
Tak for du har frelst mig nu.
Jesus.
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 Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just keep our eyes closed for a
moment. Lad os bare holde øjnene lukket.
Jesus said,
Jesus sagde,
if you confess me before men,
Hvis du bekender mig ind for mennesker,
I'll confess you before the Father.
Så vil jeg bekende dig ind for min far.
But if you don't confess me before men,
men hvis ikke du bekender mig ind for mennesker,
I won't confess you before the Father.
Så vil jeg heller ikke bekende dig ind for min far.
Christ died publicly.
Åbent.
He called his disciples publicly.
Han kaldte sine disciple åbenlyst.
He's calling you publicly tonight.
Og han kalder dig åbenlyst her i aften.
So if you prayed that prayer for a first
time, hvis du har bedt denne her bøn for første gang, som vi bad før,
or as a recommitment to Christ,
eller som en genindvielse til Kristus,
quickly now raise your hand.
Så løft din hånd
and put it down.
Hurtigt og tag den ned igen.
Just raise it up now.
Løft den og tag den ned igen.
And put it down. I know this is mostly a meeting for believers.
Jeg ved godt, at de fleste også herinde i aften er troende.
But if you are here and you're recommitting your life to Jesus,
men hvis du er her og du har indviet dit liv på ny til Jesus,
you know you've not been walking with God.
Og du ved, at du har haft en periode, hvor du ikke har vandret med Gud.
Come on, put your hand right up.
Så løft din hånd.
Don't be afraid.
Skal ikke være bange.
Don't be ashamed.
Skal heller ikke være skamfuld.
Okay, bless you.
Stand up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's for you. Jesus into your heart?
My heart. Yeah. My heart. Your heart. Very good.
No, you need Jesus. Have you asked Jesus into your heart?
Yes, I am Maria.
Yeah. No. Have you asked Jesus into your heart?
Have you Jesus committed?
I like Maria.
Yeah. That's what about Jesus? Are you giving your life to him?
No.
Maria said, listen, my friend, listen. Maria said, whatever Jesus says, do it.
Hey, Maria.
Yeah. She said, do obey Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Can I pray for you?
What?
I pray for you. I pray for you. Can I pray for you?
What?
And sperm, I can be for them.
Yeah.
I can be for them.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Let me pray for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father, for this man.
Tak, Jesus, for denne mand.
Let your grace touch him now.
Lad din nåde røre ved ham.
Let your love touch his heart.
Lad din kærlighed nå ham.
I love my wife.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Heal him.
Helbred ham.
Set him free.
Set ham fri.
Heal the brokenness in his heart.
His diamond.
Heal the brokenness in his heart. In Jesus' name.
Helbred den brudhed.
Reveal yourself to him.
Åbenbar dig selv for
ham. I break the power of this alcohol addiction in Jesus' name.
Jeg bryder den
and I pray, Lord God, you reveal yourself to him now.
That
he will be saved and set
free.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can I have a couple of you guys? Reuben, would you like to come and just pray for this chap? Bless you. Is there anyone who needs to get right with God tonight?
Er der nogen, som har behov for at få deres liv gjort op med Gud?
Are you recommitting your life to the Lord? Yeah. Okay. Let's just pray for you. Have you given your life to Jesus? No. This is the first time. This is wonderful.